Welcome to Harvest World Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And as you listen to God's servant, Pastor Gwenga Shafe, keep these words as they purify you in this journey of destiny.
And some are still trying to follow. So today we are going to take it a little bit deeper. Let's read from 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and from verse 23 and 24. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, let's start from there. And we'll read from verse 23 and 24. The word of God says, "But we preach Christ crucified, unto the Jews a stumbling block." The preaching of Christ is to the Jewish man a stumbling block. And unto the Greeks, it is what? It is foolishness. 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 24. "But unto them who are called, both to the Jews and to the Greeks, Christ is the power of God and the wisdom of God." Let me take it just one verse further in 25. It says, "Because the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men." Praise the Lord. Now, I've been sharing with us for a few weeks, and I want to reemphasize that wisdom is a spiritual thing. Wisdom is a spiritual thing. It is domiciled in the spirit. But there's also a wisdom that pertains to the soul. And that is the wisdom that you find among men in the business place. When you find men that are very knowledgeable, but they are not saved. That is the only access they have to tap into the wisdom of the soul. All the major enterprises you see all around you, conglomerates and innovations, most of them are from the realm of the soul. But you see, the soul is falling. The soul is in a fallen state. So, for you to be able to tap into that wisdom that is from God, you must first of all belong to Christ. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So this wisdom is from above. And the Bible says that which is from above is what? It's above all. It's above all. That which is from above is above all. If you are going to be playing in a space where you have a lot of power dealers, juggernauts, spiritual juggernauts, you must be sure that the wisdom that you are bringing to the table is something that compels obedience. So, I can also submit to you that there are still a few people on this earth that are walking in this wisdom, but they are not loud. Most of the people that you find online tell you five steps to this, five steps to that. When you really get to listen to them, they really don't know what they are doing. And when you see somebody that the only way he or she grows a social media page is by dancing, you can see the weakness in that person's soul. You know that this person is bereft of wisdom. This person has no knowledge. This person has nothing to give to the world except vanity. This person will not last, because Salome did not last. We only heard her name once, but the judgment was given. Her case was closed. There's something you call find get privilege. It can only get you as far as the door. But nobody wants to keep a liability. Come on, are you listening now? So don't be so caught up with becoming a social media frenzy at the expense of your soul. A lot of people who are involved are bereft of wisdom. If you want to market this item, this face towel, you don't have to do it white nude. But for you, you have no shame. You have daddy issues. You have unresolved mommy issues. And you have brought it finally on social media. A lot of people you follow are not followable. And they don't follow anyone. Be careful of following men who do not follow others. Be careful. Be careful of a man who says the Holy Spirit is his mentor. And he has no one that can call him to order. If I hear that from a very elderly man who has been working with God for years, maybe in his 70s, I will believe. But if I hear from a young person, I know you have rebellion in your heart. Saul was a young man when he became king. He had a golden opportunity to stay with Samuel and fine-tune, because you didn't know there was a kingdom. You were not expecting a kingdom. You, for all you care, just your father gets old and you take over his business. It took a Samuel to tell you there was something more. And then you became king, and then the first thing you did was you killed the kingmaker. You shank him. You put him in a tight box. Saul had no relationship with God. He had a relationship with lust, with fame, and with money. But David had a relationship with Samuel. And even when he had challenges, he ran back to Samuel's house to get counsel. Always know those areas where you can run back to. It is not, it is fake spirituality, pseudo spirituality, to think that you are good enough by yourself. God designed the church to be in community. For whatever reason, God will never elevate any man of God to the point that he will replace Christ. Go and check everybody in the scripture that had to find their way themselves and had no mentor, and look at the pain they went through. Do you think if Samson had a Samuel in his life? Do you think if Samson had a Samuel in his life? Do you think that if Samson had a Samuel in his life, he would have made half the mistakes he made? Do you think that if Joseph had somebody in his life to guide him and help him, do you think he would have to go through prison? He had to learn through life. He had to stay with a business that was not working for years, as though he was in a prison. And nobody, he will give you a counsel. That counsel, you call him and say, do you know that thing you told me? We made 1.5 million yesterday. He say, But David is a boss, but Joseph is in prison. Nothing is working for him. It's not everybody that is walking on the road that is free. So wisdom is spiritual. Don't play games. Wisdom is spiritual. That which is from above is above all. Don't kid yourself. Wisdom is not motivational message. It's not motivational quote. Christ is wisdom. Hallelujah. Christ is wisdom. Not just knowledge. Christ is wisdom. He shows us the path wherein we must walk. The Bible says he has given us a path that we should follow in his steps. That means that if I want to walk accurately with God and finish my assignment, before I take any major decision, what I'm asking is, can I see the footsteps of Christ in this path? Or am I doing something because my friend said it is what is trending? And God is not in trends. Hallelujah. Come on, say, Christ is the wisdom and the power of God. The scripture says, if the iron be blunt, we will need to put... It says, if the iron be blunt and it do not wet the edge, that means, and you do not sharpen it. He said, then you must put more strength, but wisdom is what? Profitable to what? That means one of the signs of wisdom in your life is that you'll be getting constant direction. And you will know where I'm going very soon. I say one of the marks of wisdom that a man or a woman can point to in his life is that what? He will be getting what? Constant direction. So it is not the ability to speak and talk as if there's nobody like you, but you lack direction. Do you know that this matter of direction is the primary problem of most Christians? Do you know that the problem of man is knowing what he needs to do that will give him maximum value? Do you know that there are clients the clients that pay you the least give you the most problems? Even in the year 2024. And if you are here and you are in the business world, or you run a freelance business and you still don't have a draft of an MOU, this is what we want to do. This is what, so send it to the person, let him read it. Because I can assure you, 1 week after you start, if we want to add one or two things, and they say, madam, this is not what we spoke about. When people know you are serious, they will either have to work with you or leave you. So if all you are hearing in the last 5 is, you've not heard that one, I've brought it out now. Wisdom is profitable to direct. Wisdom tells you, sit down. Monday morning, don't do anything. Sit down. Look at what you are doing. And let me give you a key today that may help you. Somebody needs to hear this one now. Are you ready? Are you ready? Somebody will not hear this one. No. Somebody is online and is eating. The greatest place of your advantage is to choose a path that aligns with your spiritual chemistry. Let me look for a better way to say it. If you are somebody that is a good communicator, somebody that can talk, you can do presentations, you can express an idea intelligently, you are better off choosing a path or career that involves talking and not trying to be a content creator doing designs, graphic design. Most of us struggle because we are going into fields, opportunities for which we are not aligned naturally. That's not our line. It's just like asking somebody whose writing is like the writing of a doctor to become a secretary. And he will have to write pages and pages of meetings. And even him can't read what he wrote. Have you seen such people? When they write something, if you know, what do you write here? Even him can't read it. I used to be like that. Because the way I write my T, you may think it's a Y. All right? And I don't always dot my I's. So I realized that it will take the God of heaven to know what this boy wrote. So every time I get my results and I see 72, 68, I'm always happy. Because I know even me sometimes. Something I just wrote 5 minutes ago, I can't read it. How many doctors do you know that write long pages? The only person on earth that can read a doctor's writing is a pharmacist. That thing is the tongues of angels. Those are the tongues of angels. When you see it, the doctor writes it in a way so that you will not be smart. Loratidine, you put DW somewhere there, like, I beg, just take. Says, okay, you take 2 taps every day. Everything is in that mystery. But you cannot read it. Choose a path that aligns with your spiritual makeup. Are you with me now? The spiritual makeup of Joseph was sight. Stay with me. The spiritual makeup of Joseph was what? Sight. In the realm of the spirit, if you see Joseph, what you will see is an eye. Are you here now? That means the primary configuration, the primary way God talks to him is through pictures and videos. Look at everywhere his life counted. He had a dream or interpreted a dream. If you look back at your life now, you will notice that there is a consistent thread. That despite all the challenges you have had, just look back at your life, you will notice that at every point where you made some major breakthrough, there was something that spiritually that operated. And it seemed that thing is somehow consistent. If you look at 10 occurrences or 10 situations where God now intervened or something, it was a dream that you saw. You had a dream. Or you may find that, it was somebody that you helped, that God used to now bail you out. So if you have 10 occurrences and 7 or 8 of them fall into that category, what is God trying to tell you? Make your destiny will be bound to people. So make sure wherever you go, you are helping as many people as possible. Come on, say wisdom. Always, am I making sense now? This is the reason why people are praying and they say God is not answering. Because when God really wants to bless you, he doesn't give you money. He gives you wisdom. When God really wants to bless you, which means if God blesses you with wisdom and people come and take away everything that you have, you just need 1 year, you are back. People can take what is in your hand, but they can't take what is in your heart. People can take what is in your hand, but they can't take what is in your heart. You must covet the wisdom of God, because that is the domain that God dwells in. That is the domain. God is, one of his names, what? Is wisdom. It's wisdom.
Are you tracking?
The Bible says, if I lack wisdom, according to Ecclesiastes, he said I will need to put much effort in using that cutlass to bring down the tree. Say, if the iron be blunt, you will need to put what? More effort. More effort. You will need to burn a lot of energy. A lot of energy. He said, but wisdom is profitable to direct. So, which means, anytime I'm doing something and it's taking a lot of my time and it's stressing me, I'm always worn out because of that thing. That means I have not found a wisdom key to that door. There are people that talk to clients 50, 100 every week, but they don't get more than 3 clients. And you see them, they are happy. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because they've rationalized. They've made provision for error rate, for failure rate. If I talk to 100 people, only 4-5 people will join my team. So they are not stressed by the 95 that didn't come. They've seen it. They've made provision for them. You can't start a business in 6 months. You are not crying that you are not seeing profit. Are you sure this is what you are supposed to be doing? There is nothing in life that you will do that you will not pay the price.
Yes, sir.
The price of time.
Yes, sir.
The price of staying there. The price of vision. The price of not knowing what to answer people when they ask you, what are you doing? Do you know that there are times when you are doing certain things, maybe you started a business, and when people ask you, what do you do? You can't even tell them, this is what you do, because it doesn't look like a thing. Hello? Do you know what I'm talking about? I'm looking for something else to describe yourself. I'm a motion graphic designer. But your real passion was that you sell clothes. You are a businesswoman. But because the business is not even favoring you, you find it very difficult to define yourself by that thing. Every time you struggle at any particular thing, please understand that you are bereft of wisdom in that area. And you must seek the Lord. The first requirement for wisdom is prayer. Say, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask. The word ask there is prayer. Let him seek the Lord. Let him ask the Lord. If any man lacks wisdom, let him ask God, who giveth willingly and freely and does not withhold back. Now, permit me to also tell you that wisdom is power. Hallelujah. Wisdom is power. In the marketplace, what we trade is wisdom. But what backs us up is power. What we trade is wisdom. But what backs us up is what? Is power. If you choose to be without wisdom, you will suffer painfully. Because the currency of the marketplace is what? Is what? Is what? And I hope you know that kings associate around wisdom. They congregate around wisdom. There is no king of this earth, whether he's a politician or he's a monarch, there is nobody that has any weight or influence in this earth that spends his time with lowly people. Because the kings of the earth define commoners as lowly people. They know that the reason why they are poor is because they don't know something.
Yes, sir.
It's not because of the devil.
You will not be small.
Please let me tell you, God is not the one making you small. In the book of Job, the scripture said, for you shall lay up gold as dust, and the Almighty God shall be your defense. Do you know what that means?
Yes, sir.
Do you know what it means to lay up gold as dust? It means you will operate in the marketplace. The reward for labor in the marketplace is gold. Money. And God says, if anybody tries to touch you, he will defend you. He says, you shall lay up gold as dust, and the Almighty, the word there is Almighty, shall be your defense. Come on, say amen.
Amen.
That's the Bible. I don't know any broke person
that is annoyed that another person became, that is, I don't know any rich person who is annoyed that another person became rich. It is always broke people that are angry about poor people becoming rich. Because when a rich man sees a new rich man, he's thinking of leverage. He's thinking of relationship. He's thinking, okay, what do you say? You sell gas. You sell clothes. Okay, we have one place. They invite you. Come, we have one meeting somewhere. There was a time I was invited to, we started a club. Club, we call it the Gentlemen. There's one film online now, Gentlemen or something like that. So we started a club at Ikoyi, just me and some senior friends. We call it the Gentlemen. They invited us new. So we have this group on WhatsApp, and during COVID, we decided to take it further after the people started going out. So we used to meet at Ikoyi. So when we come like that, this guy, the man that invited me, is a senior manager of communications in Chevron. So he just said, "Agbenga, we are hanging out. We go to one nice, quiet place in Ikoyi. Then when we finish eating, they don't pay for food there. They will not ask you for beer. You know, some of you have all those places you take yourself to, them, you start contributing money. It's because you don't have money. You understand? All of you are broke." So one of us, among the staff, just get up, go to the... Nobody will ask you. Nobody talks about money there. We just say, we talk about, okay, so what did the scripture says about, you know, Pastor Gwinga, what do you think about this? I say, I share my revelation. So we say, that's deep. Then other people will contribute. We just talk to them. We talk about football, talk about politics. Everybody there is born again. And they are all rich men. But see, when they wanted to do their meeting, they didn't announce it online. You are the one who feels the need to do a flyer. This once, you see this one, it's in entertainment. There's this guy, used to be very popular back then, Shegu Lawa, Spirit of David, he has a dance group, Spirit of David or something like that. He wears dreads. That was where I met him. That was how we became friends. In those days, when he used to come to my campus, then, I used to look at, why will a Christian be wearing dreads? I used to struggle with it. But when he starts preaching, the guy preached past my pastor. So we now met there, but now we are meeting. I did not tell him that, sir, you used to come to my school. Once you try it, Oti Shirai, once you do that, the man will never see you as an equal again. I saw one of your presentations on YouTube. Say, yeah, are you still into it? Okay, we should come. We'll bring you to our church. All that story about dancing is in my mind. Is now we are here. We are the Gentlemen. The only problem is that some of you are trying to claim a level for which you have not earned. So when you try it, you look fake. The greatest, the easiest thing a rich man can give you is money. The easiest thing. The best and most expensive thing he can give you is his time and wisdom. If a rich man doesn't want to see you, just say, he's busy. But he says, I should get your account details. While you are there, they send 200,000. Carry your wallet and go. Or you don't know. If a rich man gives you his time, it's because he's trying to look at you if there's something he can benefit from your life. Don't be deceived. Everybody is trying to leverage. Everybody is trying to leverage. Come on, say I'm wise. Now, wisdom is a form of spiritual power. So what that means is that the spiritual content of wisdom, when wisdom is revealed, it may not manifest as wisdom. It will manifest as a gift. Please stay with me. I say when wisdom is manifested, it will not manifest as wisdom per se. It will manifest as a gift, which will be easy for you to look down on or despise. But when you become very wise and you understand that if wisdom is a spirit and if wisdom is Christ, that means I can synthesize. Oh my God. The word is what? Synthesize. You distill it into the marketplace. I'm looking for a way to say it. I'm saying if God tells you something, why pray? God will not tell you, God may not tell you, the economy is going to move 7%. God, that's your business. If you like, your economy should move 20%. God will just tell you there's going to be an economic downturn. Therefore, this is what I want to do. That is just a one-line statement. But when you now go into the marketplace, you sit down with Pharaoh. It is an error for you to go to before Pharaoh and ask Shabia Rasata. Pharaoh just said, sorry, I thought you guys said there was somebody. Pharaoh doesn't know what speaking in tongues is. He doesn't want to know. We have a problem. Can you fix it?
Yes, sir.
Do you have the answer? We don't have time. If you don't, sir, we can continue brainstorming. By the time Joseph got to Pharaoh, he didn't have time for that. What they wanted was, you have a gift of sight. You have a gift of sight. You have a gift of sight. Can you see into the future and tell us how to solve this problem? Simple as ABC. A lot of people had this kind of opportunity and they messed it up because they stepped out too early. They were not ready. They were not ready. Every time you see greatness or you come before very important people, governors and this thing, your body is always shaking. You are not ready. Until you see yourself as someone who has something that they need, you are not ready. If I get before a governor right now, because you have to work on yourself. You have to work on yourself. You have to work. You have to realize that our fathers that we are following today and shouting fathers of faith, we are our age when they started touching the world. Bishop Boyedepo was in his early 40s when he moved to Canaanland. Early 40s. You are too old, though. Early 40s. Gowon was in his 30s when he became head of state. What are you talking about? If you allow the glory of the latter house to cover your eyes, you will not do anything. You will just be lost. Be comfortable enough to stand in front of greatness and not want to shake them. I not want to shake their hands. Good morning, sir. Dr. Tunde, nice to meet you. Let him be the one to say, shake me. Be comfortable. You have just one shot. You lose it, that relationship will never be balanced again. Wisdom is spiritual. Wisdom is spiritual. And you must learn how to distill it, how to convert it into an element that can be transacted with in the marketplace. A woman sells, she sells a particular item in the market, and the Lord just told her, go and look for money and buy this item because next week you will need to sell more. Next week, something happened. They closed the border. Price of garri went up or rice. Then she now brought out that one. Just 1 week ago. Now, others were inflating their prices. She did not have to really inflate her price because she had enough. So most people were looking for who can give us best price. People were not asking which of my sisters has the commodity. Everybody was asking for best price, and because there was somebody that has a price that is cheaper, everybody went there. Nobody wanted to know if it's your sister or your brother. And I'm telling you, in the marketplace, nobody looks at your face. People look at what you are carrying. What do you have? What are you selling? I sent two people one message from one of my pastor friends. Nobody in this church should wish me happy new month again. Don't wish me happy. Don't stop clogging my. I have over 16,000. Over 16,000 pictures and videos on my phone. This small phone, the thing is always hot. Don't send me happy new month. That first day of the month, send me what you are selling. Tell your customers what you are selling. Stop praying for your customers.
Yes,
this month, God will bless you. What was that? They don't need your prayer. They need your product.
Yes,
misplacement of wisdom. Distill your wisdom into the environment it can be appreciated. Happy new month. You send emojis, send everything. You just wake up in the morning, everywhere is full. People at that level don't play like that. You have to understand. You are a nuisance. You can't be clogging people's phone.
Some people who even have a broadcast group, they will just send it at once. Boom! 5,000 people. You will receive it at once. Some people prepare for it. Add, keep adding people. So when they send it, it's once. It's once. You must understand that wisdom can be converted into time. It can be converted into product. And if you want to lose your respect with some people, waste their time. If you want to lose your respect with some people, what do you do? Waste their time. Bible says wisdom is profitable to direct. If you want to charge for a product, make sure your product is that good for you to be able to charge at that price. Have you ever bought a loaf of bread at 1.5? And when you tasted it, you asked yourself, what is this? Manna, what is this? There was no 1,000 in the bread. There was no 500. The bread is as dry as the bread of affliction. Do you know the way bread of 7 days, when you don't, you just say, is this bread? They say, which day? It says today's bread. Ah, this is. They have reduced the butter, reduced the egg, reduced everything. Now the bread is like Mary Kay. When you sweat, Mary will go to this side, Kay will go to the other side. But how many of you have purchased a bread of 3,000 recently? Do you know the difference between that bread and the 1.5? Is the effort that goes into making that bread worth 3,000? If you want your product to be pricey, make sure that thing is damn good. Don't give us a product and when we launch the application, it will be crashing. Crashing like a relationship that. Come on, say, I hear you. Wisdom is profitable to direct. Now, give me Acts chapter 1 and verse 8. Class Amplified. Give me King James, then give me Amplified. Classic. Quickly, Acts chapter 1, verse 8. But you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me, first in what? In Jerusalem, then where? In Judea, and then in Samaria, and unto the utmost part of the earth. Now I want you to stay here, stay on this scripture. You can see that the first two locations of this ministry, or the demonstration of this ministry, we are within the coast of Israel. The first is what? Jerusalem. And the second is Judea. Please, let's help the children, please. Alright? And then the final one is what? Samaria. Samaria is not within the coast of Israel. Which means that any wisdom you've not tested in-house, don't take it out. Are you with me? The reason why your wife cannot even buy your own product is because it's not good. There are pastors that their wives don't even listen to their messages out of solidarity. They don't. If you find that a product is trending or is in high demand, that's the late time for you to go into it. Because you cannot defend it. Give me that scripture in Amplified. Classic. Now look at the same scripture. Do you have it there? He said, but you shall receive what? You shall receive what? And in bracket, you have what? Ability, efficiency, and what? Okay. When the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem, and in Judea and Samaria, and to the ends and the very bounds of the earth. Now, stay on this scripture. There are three words that I'm interested in there. The first is what? Ability. So the scripture is telling me here that when the Holy Ghost comes upon me, I will receive ability. What is ability? If you read that in King James, you will see power. But when you read it in Amplified, you will see ability. What is ability? Ability is possession of means or skill to do something. Please write it down. The possession of what? Means. That means you have the means, the resources. When you say you have ability, you have the means or the skill
to do something. Are you with me? That means if they call on you right now and say, this is what we want to do, you can tell them, that means you can start the job before they start paying you. You have the means. Oh, there's this particular software. Oh, you want to change your entire wardrobe, and you have the money. You can go into a store, and then you just ask for what you want. I remember when I went to, I went shopping with Pastor Kola. So when we got to the shopping mall, we picked out a few suits. So I wanted to pay. I just noticed Pastor Kola was quiet. Some of you don't know why that man is my friend. So he wanted to pay. And I noticed he was hesitating. He would look at this particular suit, he would just shake his head. And I said, man of God, this is Lagos. Just pick anyone you like. After he now spoke. He said, Pastor, what? He said, do you know that I have a garment factory in India? that this kind of material we are seeing, they make it in his factory in India. That's, I don't know. Should I leave? I can just ask them to send some. Ability. Come on, say ability. Yeah, I was saying, just feel free. The man was looking at me that. If I wish, I can ask my father to send a legion of angels. You want to impress me? I appreciate it. The one me and you will wear for the next 1 year, I can call Chandra in India. Chandra, how's market? Okay, send me 20 pieces of suit for my friend. This is I'm sending you the measurement. Uh-huh. And bring 10 for me too. 20, 10. And it's free. Come on, say ability. Ability is to have the means. You have the means and the skill. Not just means. Some people have means, but they don't have the skill. If you call some tailors. If you call some tailors and say, take money, sew me this dress. What they are thinking of is how to buy the cheapest material. You see that 2.5 they want to make on that cloth is more important to them than the job they want to do. There are some people that we find it hard to make heaven. No? Nigerian police. So, dispatch riders. Tailors. You know, I didn't say fashion designer. I said tailor. I didn't say they can't make heaven. I said the way they operate, it will be very hard. Because even if it's God, that they will cheat him. They say, Shebina, God. Some you will ask them, deliver something at my house. The dispatch rider will come late and still insult you that your house is very difficult to locate. Am I the one doing the job? Shebina, you are the one that say you want to do dispatch work. You should know the way to get to my place. Someone will tell you, I don't have POS, I don't have anything. Say, send it. God, you don't have to be angry at me. You are the one who chose to do this job. Don't put your frustration on me. You are the one who says you have the means and the what? And the skill. And truly, you have it. So don't be angry. If Tinubu is doing you strong thing, that's not my fault. So when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, do you know that this statement, you can replicate it in your business? The Holy Spirit will begin to give you what? The means. And the what? And the skill. The means and the skill. The Holy Spirit will tell you from tomorrow, Monday, when you walk into your office, don't walk like this. Yes, you know, and you may think it's not possible. That's the way I used to walk. Because when I gave my life to Christ, that's the way all our prayer warriors used to walk when they pray. Brother Ambrose. But it was later I realized that most of them had bow leg or Ezekiel leg.
That's why they were walking like that. I didn't know then. I was a small boy. I thought that is the way the prayer is doing them, that is making them to move like that. So I copied them. By the time I moved to another school, and I realized that my leg, I see, it's like this leg is bendy. I have to, my leg don't they bend. I didn't know. I became an adult. He said, all that time where with the prayer. Ah! Anthony actually get K leg. He get bullied. This one get bullied. This one get. Oh, but they were prayerful people. So God will tell you from tomorrow, when you get go to your client's office, you know everybody in that office. Right? Don't go there and begin to shout, hey, babe. If you do, hey. God just say, okay, so I want to help you. I want to refine you. There's a lifestyle of the palace. Eh? So when you go tomorrow, just count your steps. Then before you say anything, now stop. Hello. It's called elegance. Don't talk to people that are going to pay you as if you are in a hurry to go. So if they are saying something, you can be processing, you are writing on your iPad or your notebook. Then you now stop and look at them. If I'm getting right, this is what you are saying. You want 1, 2, 3 items. Yes, can we adjust this to look like this? Change the design. Say, is this what you want? Ah, okay, that looks like it. You bring your business mind to the... Don't say because it's your friend. That's why you're always having issues with your friend's wife. Because there's no... You can't tell work from... You understand? You can't tell work from when we are just talking about Arsenal or one team that is always losing. Forget that they are there. They will still come down. Number two. Now, let me give you one other thing about, just an addition to what I said. The word skill can also be referred to as talent. The Lord Jesus gave us a proverb that he was about himself when he was going to another land, and he called his servants and gave them, we gave one 5 talents, right? Gave one 3, and gave the other one, how many? 1. 5, 3, 1. The Bible says he did so according to their ability. So when you are praying, Holy Ghost, set me on fire, and you notice it is water is pouring you, just know that your nature cannot accommodate fire. Don't be angry at Brother Anthony, who prays up a storm. Just know that for now, in order to preserve you, and they don't want you anybody to cry in your family, is water you need. Cold water. So there is nobody God has not given talent. The problem is that most of us either look down what God has given us or we've even thrown it away. You know, there's a parable of the talent that Jesus spoke to us about. Somebody, do you know you can misplace your talent within the house? And then you have to, like the story Jesus, the parable of the lost coin. The woman had to start looking around the house, lifting up all the beds under the table before she found the coin. And when she found the coin, she called her friends and said, rejoice with me. Jesus was not talking about money. If this coin that you have found is what is making you excited, it's not money. It's something weightier. But because money is like is something we all appreciate as human beings because of the value. So Jesus was trying to describe the joy that comes to a man when he finds his purpose. When you know why God brought you to this world and you finally find it, you've discovered it, you will rest from other things. You are not in a hurry to catch up and be everything at the same time. Some people were built to multitask. Others were built for one thing. Know your lane. So the word skill also refers to talent or proficiency in a particular area. So I want to ask you a question. What exactly are you very good at? Don't lie on the Holy Spirit and say the Holy Spirit now. You are not good at anything spirit. I'm asking you a simple question. In your 30-something years of being alive, can you name one thing that you are extremely good at? Do you know that selling is a skill? Some people know how to sell. They know how to sell. They know how to market your own self to you and you will buy. What exactly have you done over time? Because for something to be, for you to become skillful at something, it goes beyond knowledge. It means you have done that thing over and over again, over and over again, and you can almost tell, I only need 15 minutes to get this thing done. Are you with me now? I only need 15 minutes. All you need is for the, for your boss to put a computer in front of you, and you know what to do. An average banker, operations staff in the bank is skillful, because initially you come into the bank, they teach you the software, Finacle, FlexCube, and other kind of software, and you just notice that you are struggling. Most of the times you have a notebook where you write, this is how to do cash deposit, CDTM. See, this was Oshoni Bank as at 2008. It is still in my head. Oshoni Bank no longer exists. I am standing here without even thinking about it. I can remember CDTM, Cash Deposit Transaction Maintenance. It's a short code that instead of going the long route, CDTM, and it gives you the fast part, and you are able to credit a customer's account in less than 2 minutes. 2008, what year are we now? What's the difference? 2018, about 16 or 17 years, and I still have that thing because I did it over and over and over again. Those people who know how to pray for hours, they've been doing it for a long time. Don't go and copy them and die. Develop yourself till you get to that point. Come on, say proficiency. Secondly, we look at the word competence. Competence. Okay, let's leave... competence. The word competence, let me see, I'm trying to skip that. Go to might. I want to stay with that rendition. Give me that scripture again. Acts 1:8. So we have efficiency and might. So let me look at efficiency. Efficiency refers to the state or quality of being efficient or being able to accomplish something with the least waste of time and effort. Efficiency has to do with machines. The ability to do something in within the least amount of time and least amount of what? Energy, effort. That's what we refer to. So this is what God is saying here. That when he says, for you shall receive ability, when the Holy Ghost comes upon you, what he's talking about is you will receive the power to be efficient. You can get something done, you just look at this thing, okay, maybe max 45 minutes. Others will still be trying to find their way around it. So there is an ability in God that makes you efficient. Not just to speak in tongues. There's an ability in God that can make a man efficient. That can make a man efficient. When you become efficient, and when you become when you are skillful and you are efficient, it will not take time for the kings of the earth to recognize you. It will not take time. I am telling you now, it will not take time. When you are skillful and you are what? You are efficient. You are able to do something, and you can tell yourself this thing will take 3 hours. Meanwhile, every other person is doing it at 5. You put a target on your own back and you begin to develop yourself. So, what are the two things we must recover in efficiency? Time and effort. Time and effort. Daniel said to the king's man, to the king's servant, give me one night. Let me pray. Give me, that's a bold statement. What if God did not show up that night? Daniel had prayed to the point. He could almost tell this kind of problem is one VG. Do you know you can be efficient in spiritual things? Come on, are you here now? Are you listening now? I want you to understand this. So when you ask God to anoint you with power, I want you to know what you are talking about in the marketplace. Nobody respects your prayer in the marketplace. Don't send a happy new month to anybody. Send them the quality of your work. Send them the what? The quality of your work. If they need to keep correcting your work 5-6 times, you are not there yet.
And let me give you a cheat code. Can I give you a cheat code? You are doing a particular job and you want to send it to the person who will review it. So what you need to do, after you've done the work, now step aside, switch roles. Imagine that you are in front of that person. What will this person likely complain about? While I was in the bank, they taught us this thing. They said if a customer presents a check to you and says he wants to withdraw 50,000, your own check. This account is not, does not belong to this person. So how do you do it? You imagine, just tell yourself, there's something wrong with this check. But you can't see it. The moment you tell yourself there's something wrong, you will start seeing everything. The date is 6 months old. It's still 30,000 only, no naira. The customer did not sign the check leaf. But the moment the client comes and say, madam, it's good to see you again, because she always gives you something whenever she comes. You are already blind. Your emotions have blinded you. You will never see that the thing you have done, even though it is good in your own sight, the kings will not touch it. So instead of praying and fasting, why don't you get to work? Start working on your writing skills. Don't write because there's somebody waiting for you to write. Write because you have sharpening your skills. Because the day will come when you'll be asked to write an article or a paper and you will have just 3 hours to do it. Daniel was able to pray. And in one night, God revealed to him the king's dream. Unfortunately, I hate to announce to you, you cannot be skillful and given to pleasure at the same time. Number 3, might. The word might there refers to strength. It refers to physical strength. For you shall receive power. You will receive strength. When others are losing their business because of the economy, you are still there. Because you have what it takes. Strength. You are not afraid of being fired at the office. Because you know you have strength. There is something you have worked on. You have worked on your skill. You have worked on your talent. You have worked on what? Your efficiency. So now you have what? Strength. It's only a matter of time. Do you know there are people that don't apply for jobs? They resume before they apply. I'm not joking. There are people on LinkedIn that don't apply for jobs. The people there will make them an offer. Then when they resume, they will now say, okay, just for documentation, write a letter. You have resumed though. You will now write letter. I beg to apply. The reason why you may be sending 500 applications and everybody seems to be ignoring you, they've not seen something strong about you. And I'm telling you, it's not about pricing. Most times it's not about pricing. It's about you. You are not as valuable as you think you are in the marketplace. Do you know there are people who come to HR and say, I want to resign. I've not been promoted. I want to leave. And you drop your resignation letter. And the next thing that happens is that they schedule an exit interview. Huh? How many of you have ever attended an exit interview before? Okay, 1, 2. That is, you told them you'll be leaving. They now wanted to... In that meeting, please, if you raise your hand, please, I want to see your hands very well. You've ever attended an exit interview. Okay, you've been part of HR and you spoke to somebody who was trying to leave. Please, sir, at any point in time, did you beg somebody not to go? Was there any particular employee that you appealed to not to go? Few of them, but most of them, you just let them go. Somebody can come to the office and say, I'm not working again. And then the company will say, increase his salary. And he will stay. Somebody else come and say, I'm going. I'm not happy with this place. They'll say, have a nice day. It is not about how you see yourself. It's about how the marketplace sees you. The value they associate with you. There are some of you, the things that you know, if you can put them on paper and start writing it, create a blog post and start publishing them.
you will see the dynamics and the perception. The way people begin to look at you, it changes. Because not only have you become so skillful, now you are able to transmit the same knowledge free. So when you look at Acts chapter 1, verse 8, look at what? Ability, efficiency, and what? Might. And might has to do with strength. These are the things the Holy Ghost is bringing to you. I say these are the things the Holy Ghost is bringing to you. These are the things the Holy Ghost is bringing to you. Now, when I come back in the second service, I'm going to touch on competencies, spiritual competencies. Some of you have only heard competencies from your office. I'm going to talk about spiritual competencies. I was in a meeting late in the night on Friday with a particular person. It was a training session. And then I was just sharing this with my wife yesterday. And then I asked this person, I showed him a diagram because I was training them. I showed him a diagram and I said, how do you interpret this diagram in the light of this, this, and this? And the person looked at it and the person said, I said, okay, give this character a name. Give this particular character, we call them personas. Give this persona a name. And the person looked at this character, a lady. And then he kept quiet. And I said, for example, let's call this person Linda. He said, hey, that was the name I wanted to mention. I wanted to demonstrate something. I looked inside his mind. But it was a business meeting. You are not hearing me.
Yes, sir.
The meeting is online. Huh? Hello. You are not tracking. Your prophetic gift is not only good inside the church.
Yes, sir.
I say your prophetic gift is not only useful inside the church. You can stand in front of a person and God will tell you this one. Don't do anything with him.
Yes, sir.
You are in a business meeting and just when you're about to, God will say, don't say anything here. They are waiting for you. They want to trap you. This guy is lives at another end of Lagos. He's in a training session with me. And I looked into his mind and I said, take a name. And I mentioned the name. Ability. Talent. Might. When I mentioned the name, I did not have to ask him, was that the name? He was the one who spoke up and said, he screamed. Then he had called somebody. Sorry, this guy, who is he? Say, that's my pastor. He's a prophet. You see, but there is a way I'm able to do that.
Yes,
that one I will explain in second service.
Thank you, sir.
Are you blessed?
Yes,
you see, to become skillful is not a one day thing. Huh? There are some things, if you come to me and say, Pastor, I will tell you this is not my area, I will call Pastor Desmond because his own anointing is a caterpillar kind of anointing, it bulldozes. Huh? But there are some people, if you bring the other cases to me, I will just tell you, okay, sit down. If God is not telling me, I'll say, give me tea tomorrow. Do you know that brother, when I mentioned the name he assigned to the character, I wasn't even trying to do it. I just did it. This trying to charge the anointing is one level.
Yes, sir.
You charge the anointing before coming into the boardroom. For us to be skillful like Joseph, we must understand the game. We must be good at it. You must have tested it in your own personal life. Tested it. Tested it to your own heart. I told you guys a story. Somebody came to me and come, Pastor, are you at home? He said, I'm coming now. Genuine and wonderful brother. And God told me, he said, he's coming with money. Don't take it. Can you hear that kind of thing? You, with this economy where we did. Can you hear that? Can God tell you money is coming? Don't take it. And I need that money. I didn't reject the money because I had money. I rejected the money out of pain. I was not happy. Then when the person, God said, give him this. Go and give him a gift. And I entered my room, brought out a gift that I put on that shelf for years. God said it's for him. And I gave it to him. Can you hear that kind of thing? Because some of you only hear, yes, God has never said no to you before. If you want to be skillful in this matter, you must learn how to hear no, not only yes. You will test it in your personal life. You will test it in your own circumference so that when you enter the marketplace and you are with Pharaoh, you will be telling him this famine will be for 7 years. You are not joking. Sir, if you don't listen to what I'm telling you, this famine, everybody will suffer. If you can't pray where the famine is here. It's just that you have not seen it. The ability to put your finger on the problem and say there is no, this is it. The brother I was talking about this morning, that special assistant to the Senate president, I prophesied to him many times. Many times. Free of charge. I was sharing a story with them, the pastor, this one. Don't worry, just once you hear this story, delete it. Somebody wanted to organize a conference and they have been trying to get a special advisor to the Senate president, the current Senate president, to come and speak at the conference. The person looked at all their messages, he did not respond. So they were in another meeting. Somebody now said, but Pastor Benga knows that person. They now added me to a conference call. Pastor, we are not aware you know so-so person. I say, who? They mentioned a person. I say, is he in Abuja now? Ah, they say, he's the special advisor of the Senate president. I say, really? I said, okay, send him a message now. Tell him I'm greeting him. While I was there, they sent me a message. Ah, Pastor Benga is here with us. He said we should greet you. The guy just sent me a message immediately. Ah, Baba, I said, how far? I said, I'm coming for a conference and I heard you will be there. I did not tell him. They say you did not answer. You did not respond. I just said, there's a conference I'm coming from. I'll just be attending. I'm not speaking. But I heard you were invited. Ah, he said, Pastor. He said, actually, they've been trying to reach me, but I didn't respond. I said, I'll be there. He said, tell them I'm coming. The moment I said it, he responded to them while talking to me. He said, okay. They say, Pastor. I said, there's a pastor. You know they talk. You serve people. I said, forget that. Can you do free work? If every time I pray for him, I say, yeah, bring a seed. Bring dollars. Connect me to the Senate president. They'll say, this one is a useless man. Yes, I refuse to be small, Lou. I thought somebody would prophesy to himself. You can't. If you are the kind of person that looks down on people, by the time they become great, I intend to pastor great people. That's why I'm preaching this message to you. And I don't care how old you are. You will not be small. Amen. I told him, I said, I'm coming to Abuja in July, somewhere around Nikon. He said, I'll come see you at the hotel. I said, fine. If he comes that time, we can sit down and talk business. Everything is not prophecy. Do you have the character for the palace? Do you understand palace lifestyle? Do you understand how people behave? You just cha-cha-cha, you just laugh. You just laugh like a scattered person. You laugh, you roll on the floor. Go and watch those ancient British films. See how kings comport themselves. The way you show yourself online and expose your body, is it a sign that you're a king or a prostitute? And if you're a brother and you go on a live stream and you just with your bare chest, I just want to rant. Is it a sign that you are a king or you are a male prostitute? Somebody called me last week or so, wanted to give me 3 million naira for something. 3 million. A young, pretty lady, she must have been in her early 30s. 3 million. And she was saying, please, sir. In my spirit, I was saying, no. So I wanted to invest. And I asked the lady, what do you do? By the time she tried to explain it, she tried. Because she could not explain it with one word. and I don't want to mention the word. She tried to explain it. I say, oh, okay, I think I understand you. Okay, send me your picture. Let me even know who I'm talking to, because you say you know me, but I don't know you. By the time I saw the picture and I saw how fresh her skin was, I said, this is not my customer. It's not my customer. I don't relate with people with this kind of fine skin. I don't relate. I don't. This one is a problem. And there's a wisdom to it. Anytime people come to you, you brothers, hear this one. When they come to you like that, hey, hello, sir, we met last week. Slow down. Don't use that soft voice to talk to me. Talk normally. If you cannot talk normally, let's schedule the meeting. Let's reschedule it. Yes, sir. I was always greeting you when you came to our office. I said, I can't remember. Okay, I'll send my picture. You see, but you know, you see, it's like there was foam, bubbles, water bubbles inside my head. So I just told her, let me call you back. That's the only way to escape that attack. I said, let me call you back. And I waited the next morning. I just sent her a message. I am sorry, I cannot take your money. Can you hear God say, don't take 3 million? Pastor, I want to come for prayers. Somebody told me to call you. I want to sow a seed. And I need the money. I didn't ask for it. If someone said, do you want to be skillful? I'm talking, do you know the price you will pay? Hey, this economy. I can't talk about something. I don't have something. Maybe I have one time. I don't have anything anywhere. But this one, God said, don't touch it. Meanwhile, somebody will come with 5,000. God will say, pray for the person. It's a painful thing. But that's the price for skill. In my own kind of job, if you don't want to become blind spiritually, if you don't want your gifts to become a problem in your life, you will learn how to say no many times. That's the price for skill. The power to say no. And that is one word, character. Rise on your feet. Are you blessed this morning? The wisdom of Joseph didn't take up to a new level until he turned down Potiphar's wife. Hello? Are you here? You people are not happy now. Because when I was praying now, you are shouting amen. I said the wisdom of, you must know the consecration that goes with your gift. You must know the consecration that goes with your gift. There are some things that are not seen, but God will say, you, don't eat meat again. You, don't eat meat again. But it is your own law. It's you that God told. It's not for you to say, everybody in your house should not eat meat. It's for you. God may tell you, 5 a.m. must not meet you on your bed. Stand before my presence and be praising me. It's for you. That is where the wisdom to take over the market and become number one. That is where you will get it. That is where you will get. People are playing. They think it's by putting 1,000 content on social media. Nobody will see you. You are the only one liking your video. Come and say, I'm wise. We'll continue. I want you to receive wisdom this morning. Ask God for wisdom. He is the giver of wisdom. Wisdom. Ask God for wisdom. Ask God for wisdom. Ask God for wisdom. Ask God for wisdom. He is the giver of wisdom. He is the giver of wisdom.